This morning, I have a number of things I want to share with you. I often ask the Lord, what's the most important thing I can say to your people? And I was very, very aware of that preparing for this time. That because we're in such unusual times, such unprecedented times, it's really important that we all hear from the Lord. And obviously, I'm not the only way in which you hear from the Lord, and you need to be very thankful for that. but I am, as a shepherd, a way that God can speak to people. And so I asked the Lord this morning, in my final preparations, what's the most important thing I can be sharing with your people today? And quick as anything, he came back to me and he said, I want my people to know they can access my throne. I want my people to know that they can access my throne. And I mean, all through life, that's really important. But I believe it would be very important for us to be reminded or encouraged in that understanding now. There were five things he quickly, just one after the other, just spoke to me, just bullet points. I love it when God speaks to me in bullet points. I'm a bullet point man in terms of how other people speak to me. I'm not a bullet point man when I speak. Janet will often say, Wes, just give me the bullet points. More than ever before, we need to know that we can, but also how to access the throne. Well, what's the big deal about accessing the throne? Well, in any kingdom, the throne is the central point of power. In any kingdom, the throne is the central point of lawmaking, decrees, provision. What gets decreed from the throne is law. What gets decreed from the throne unleashes or provides great provision. In our governmental system, we have a prime minister. We have above her the governor general in that sense, and then the queen. So in a sense, in New Zealand, we are still submitted to the throne in that sense. So, but the prime minister is responsible for doing things that are meant to benefit them, bless the people. So all through these last few weeks, we've had statements from the Prime Minister. And they have been statements that have been decrees. They've been things that have spoken into a specific set of circumstances that the nation, in fact, the whole globe faces. And so we've had decrees made. We've also had the passing of the state of emergency, which gives the governments, gives the police, gives the medical professionals specific powers that wouldn't normally be in place, and they can act quickly because they make a decree. In a sense, those decrees are coming from the throne of the land, so to speak, on behalf of the Queen. And so just to use that as a little bit of a backdrop for our understanding, the throne of heaven is incredibly important. The throne is above the throne of the British Empire, or the Commonwealth. Yeah. The throne is above any other kingdom that is on earth that has a place of ruling or rulership. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is on the throne far above all of those. Yeah. And you and I, as believers or followers of Christ, and you'll be given the opportunity to receive Christ yourself toward the end of this message, but you don't have to wait till the end. You can receive him right now just by opening your heart to him and asking him to come into your life, forgive you of your sin, and become your Lord and Savior. Put your trust in what he did on the cross for you. You can gain access to the throne, excuse me, right now. And so the importance of a throne cannot be overstated. And so we have access to the throne of heaven, the throne of all creation. And on that throne is the Lord Jesus Christ, next to the Father. And the most amazing thing is that we're actually seated with him in that throne, because the word says we're seated in heavenly places. So what is this issue about being able to access the throne at any time? The title of the message today really is The Throne in Your Home. Now, that's got nothing to do with your bathroom. Okay, nothing at all. It's got nothing to do with the bathroom. But the reality is you have the throne of heaven in your home. And God wants you to know you have access to the throne, where all provision is unlocked, where all need is unlocked, where just as the government has passed a decree that unlocks billions of dollars, unlocks special powers, So we have access to the throne of heaven that unlocks resources for us in our time of need. I'd love to read to you Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16, reading from the New King James Version. Seeing then, and that's a really good thing. That's a really good statement. Seeing then, because what we see is what we're going to focus on. And what we focus on is what we're going to see. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, who is Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. We could just park there and spend the next 20 minutes talking about that. Then it goes on, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. We don't have that kind of high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. We have a high priest who understands what it is to be human and to have been a human in some of the most difficult circumstances known to humanity and can sympathize with our weaknesses. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Good.
Isn't that amazing? The writer of Hebrews and all the beautiful revelation that's in the book of Hebrews, right in chapter 4, speaks about the throne of grace, the throne of God, that we have absolute access to in boldness and in freedom, and it says to obtain mercy, to obtain, not just ask for, but to obtain.
Come on.
There's a difference between asking for something and obtaining something.
Yeah.
Amen? We get that, don't we?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Lines up with what you've been saying over this last while in terms of some of those passages you've been studying. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So these are the five things that I believe the Holy Spirit, or I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me in quick succession after I asked him that question. What is the most important things I can be saying to your people right now? I want them to know that they can access my throne. I'm going to say that again. I want my people to know that they can access my throne. They can access my throne. Wow. Okay, number one. You and I, and Janet, you have been brought near. You have been brought near. You're not afar off. You're not away in a distant land in terms of your locality to the throne of God. The word says you have been brought near. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. Therefore, remember that you, and there's a bit about circumcision now, so I'm not going to take time to explain all that. Could get a bit graphic. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the third circumcision, made in the flesh by hand. I'm not going to try and explain all that, but there's all thought behind that. That at one time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's a horrible place to be. In the world, but without hope. And a lot of people right now may be feeling like, okay, they're in this, but what's their hope? Who is their hope? What is their future? I want to tell you this. If you're in Christ, you've been brought near. And you're no longer strangers to the commonwealth of Israel in terms of the people of God. And you are not strangers from the covenants of God. And you're not a person that is without hope and without God in the world. But now, not in the future, but now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. You who were once far off, me who was once far off, Janet who was once far off, we have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We've been brought near to the throne of God. We've been brought near to the heart of the Father. We've been brought near to the family of God. We've been brought near. We've been brought in close contact with the throne of God, with the body of Christ, with the family of God, with the covenant. We are near.
Amen.
we are near. There's no social isolation in heaven.
Come on.
We're not isolated from the throne of God in case God catches something. We are in Christ. We are one spirit with Christ. Yeah. We are part of his body, and we're in the throne, and we're in the heart of the Father. Mm-hmm. The Father is our home. We've been brought near. We've just shared the table of the Lord. We've just shared the body and the blood. We've been brought near by the blood of the Lamb. Amen?
Amen.
You've been brought near.
Yeah.
Put your hand on your heart. That's a big hand on the screen, isn't it? Goodness. Big paddle. We've been brought near. Just say to yourself, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father,
Jesus,
that you have brought me near.
That you've brought me
Brought me near your throne.
You've brought me near the throne.
I can come boldly.
I can come boldly.
And I can seek grace in time of need.
And I can seek grace.
And I will find mercy.
And I will find mercy.
I've been brought near.
I've been
by the blood of Christ.
By the blood of Christ.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Right. Point number two. You have free access. This access is not going to cost you anything. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, in the Passion Translation, says this. Hebrews 4, 16 in the Passion Translation. So now come freely and boldly to where love is enthroned.
I love that.
To receive mercy's kiss.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
How appropriate for this time right now. Well, you may be able to kiss your wife or your husband or the people you're in isolation with in your bubble, but you're not allowed to kiss anybody else. For some of us, that may be just as well anyway. But there's no social isolation in the presence of God.
Amen.
So now come freely and boldly to where love is enthroned.
Mm.
To receive mercy's kiss and discover the grace we urgently need.
Mm.
To strengthen us in our time of weakness. Oh, there's just something on that right now.
Mm.
There's something on that right now.
Mm.
Somebody right now is just receiving a kiss from heaven.
Mm.
You're receiving, you can just feel his presence right now. And heaven, the Father himself is kissing you right now. Mercy, love who is enthroned is kissing you right now. He's kissing you with his presence, with his love, with his glory. I just release that right now. I just release his mercy, his love into the every household where this is being seen and viewed right now. I just release heaven's kiss right into your home right now. Thank you, Father, right now, right now, right now. Heaven's kiss right now. Wow, somebody's just receiving a life, it's like CPR right now.
Mm.
You're receiving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in your spirit, in your soul right now. Heaven is kissing you right now. You're just receiving the breath of God into your lungs, into your being, into your very being right now. Just receive it now. Drink of him right now in Jesus' beautiful name. You see, there's no cost.
Mm.
We've just celebrated the cost in the bread and the blood.
Mm.
Jesus paid all the cost. There's no cost. You're not earning. You can't earn.
Mm.
You can't earn this incredible favor. It's all been paid for. It's all a done deal.
Mm.
It's now ours to access.
Amen.
Remember what the Father told me. I want my people to know they can access my throne. So there's no cost. Jesus has paid the price of your entrance in full. Your entrance certificate, your heavenly passport, which grants you free entrance, has been paid for in full. Number three, it's a throne of grace. It's not a throne of judgment.
Mm.
The world will stand before a throne of judgment. The world will stand. It's the word says that it's given to every man to die once, every woman to die once. Then the judgment, then there is judgment. But the throne every believer in Christ is able to come to is not the throne of judgment. It's not the throne of sentencing. It's the throne of mercy. It's the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Somebody just needs to hear that.
Mm.
Because you've lived all of your life so far, or you've lived recently in the fear of judgment, in the fear of punishment. I just want to release you in Christ right now from that fear of punishment, from that fear of judgment. I release you right now in Jesus' name. Jesus paid the price in full. His blood satisfied every demand that the law made on sin and the need to be punished, the need to be judged, the need to be chastised. I want to tell you the need to be rejected. I want to tell you right now, you do not need to fear that. Excuse me. So it's not a throne of judgment, it's a throne of grace. Mm-hmm. Grace is God's enabling power, his very own power to do his will. Power that is beyond human ability to accomplish.
Come on.
You've come to a throne of grace where there's a flow of grace from that throne that is beyond our human ability to do anything that is needful in the will of God. It is the very power of God himself that enables us to do that which is beyond what is humanly possible. We have tended to say that grace, and people will say, well, the definition of grace is God's unmerited favor. That's actually a very limited understanding. Not incorrect, it's just limited. Because Jesus was full of grace. And of any human being on earth, he deserved that grace. He's the Son of God. So Jesus didn't walk in unmerited grace, unmerited favor. He was full of grace.
Mm.
He was full of the divine enabling to do the will of God, to go way beyond the limits of human strength.
I like that.
So this grace that you and I are able to come to the throne of to receive is the grace, the very power of God that enables us to go beyond the limits of human endurance.
Come on.
Way beyond the levels of human endurance. That grace is healing. That grace is deliverance. That grace is provision. That grace is inner strength that other people wonder about. That grace is divine peace, his very own peace that can be breathed and imparted into you, and it comes from the throne.
Mm.
And that throne is in your room.
Yeah.
That throne is with you right now.
Yeah.
God wants you to know that you have access to his throne.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
So number three is, it's a throne of grace, not a throne of judgment.
Yeah.
We do not have to fear judgment because Christ has been judged for us.
Mm.
We've actually died already in terms of judgment, and we're alive in Christ. We're a new creation. Amen? Yeah. We're not objects of wrath. That's what we were, but we're not anymore. Number four, I am where you are.
Mm.
I am, and of course the great I am that I am, he said to Moses. I am where you are. It is impossible for you as a follower of Christ, as a believer, as a new creation, to be separated from the presence of God. You may be distracted from his presence in terms of the consciousness of his presence, and that happens easy enough. But we're not separated in actual fact from the presence of God.
So good.
Where you are right now is where the throne is. You have access to the throne at all times. In your car, should you be going to the medical practitioners or the supermarket? Not towing your boat away for fishing. Not going surfing, my friend. Right where you are, right in your lounge, right in your garage, right on your backyard, right in your lawn. Everywhere you are, that's where the throne is. Here's what Jesus is recorded as saying in John chapter 4, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love him, you will.
John 14?
What did I say?
I think you said 4.
My apologies. John chapter 14, verse 15.
Cool.
John chapter 14, verse 15.
Thank you.
If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. This is before he's crucified, remember. And he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Here's this amazing promise that once Jesus finished the course of his high priestly role as the Lamb of God, shed his blood, was buried, pronounced dead, buried, resurrected, ascended into the lower parts of the earth, took the keys of hell and death, then ascended into the right hand of the Father in all glory. And he prayed the Father, the Father would send the Holy Spirit to you, to me, and he would abide with me forever. The Holy Spirit is not less than the Father. He's not less than the Son. The Holy Spirit is the very presence of God himself. When you have the Holy Spirit, you have the Father, you have the Son, you have the presence of God, and you have the throne within you. The kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God is within you. God wants you to know you have access to his throne. You have access to the place where heavenly decrees are made from. You have access to the throne where provision is unlocked and released to you and to your family. You have provision from the throne where everything that is in the character of God, and that is the character of God, every part of his redemptive nature is released to you because you have access to the throne. It's a throne of grace that you're able to come freely and boldly to get to seek mercy and find mercy in time of need. And if ever there was a time of need, it's right now.
Amen.
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 That's for ourselves, for our family, for our nation, for the whole world. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. For the medical people, the people on the front lines, yeah. For the government, everybody who needs the grace of God, everybody who needs to make wise decisions, everybody who needs to be protected from viruses, everybody who needs to be protected from people becoming strange in their mind because they've become tormented through fear that's been released into the atmosphere. I want to tell you, my friend, the throne of God is with us and in us, and he's able to release that provision into our lives right now, right where we are. You don't have to go to a place. You don't have to go to a special place. It's right where you are right now. Wherever you are, the throne of God is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 22, verse 3. Incredible psalm. It's like Jesus is speaking of himself through David on the cross. Not David on the cross, Jesus on the cross. But partway through that psalm, there's this amazing statement. But you, Psalm 22, verse 3, but you are holy, speaking to the Lord, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. One translation says, enthroned in the praises of his people.
Mm.
We understand that our personal praise and worship shifts atmospheres and opens the atmosphere up for the manifestation of the throne of God.
We've got to keep praising.
Absolutely. We've got to keep
praising.
We've got to keep worshiping.
Yeah.
We've got to keep praising. We've got to keep worshiping.
Amen.
Don't move away from the confession of our faith.
That's right.
If all that's on our lips is the coronavirus confession, and all the things relating to that, and all the fear relating to that, that will actually establish an atmosphere around our lives.
Yeah.
And that atmosphere is actually tormenting, because that atmosphere is connecting with strong spirits of fear and terror, and because of the connection, because fear, just as faith connects us with the kingdom. Connects us with the provision of God, and actually connects us to the throne of God. So fear, the wrong kinds of fear, of the terror, actually connects us to the realm of darkness.
Which is very serious.
It's very serious.
Mm.
And so what we build around our lives and our confession and our worship and our praise is absolutely crucial right now.
Mm.
We'll either accidentally unlock the realms of darkness, which will torment, or we'll unleash the realms of heaven around us and all of the angelic presence and the presence of God himself and his throne himself in our midst. Very crucial right at this time.
Let's keep praising.
Absolutely. Well, let's keep praising.
Let's keep praising.
Let's keep praising.
We can do
because
this.
That praise will release and establish the throne of heaven in your midst.
Yeah.
And suddenly the atmosphere will change and you'll know that the presence of God is manifest and tangible in your home.
Come on.
Amen.
Good word.
John chapter 4, verse 19. Thank you, Darren. John chapter 4, verse 19. Some of you will be very familiar with this story. It's a story where Jesus is going through Samaria. He meets a woman at the well. There's an incredible story behind this. Amazing encounter. totally transforms this woman's life and everybody she connects with from then on. She becomes an incredible apostle of Jesus Christ. Okay, so in this whole discussion, there's a point where they start talking about worship and who they worship, where they worship. In John chapter 4, verse 19, the woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain. And you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." And of course, many Jews believe that today, obviously. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me. The hour is coming." And I would say the hour is now. Because we've crossed over the threshold of the cross and the resurrection and the ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit. We've crossed over that threshold of dispensation. We're now in the now time. The time is coming, and I can say it's now, when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. There's two dimensions to this: in spirit and truth. There's the spirit and truth that is within us, and the spirit and truth that we are worshiping in. When we're worshiping in spirit and truth, the atmosphere around us is established. That is established is the atmosphere of spirit and truth. It goes from within us to around us, because he's enthroned in the praises of his people. It's a double deal. And then it says the Father seeks those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Most of us cannot hold seeker-friendly services right now in our home, because we're not allowed to welcome people in our door that are not in our bubble. But there is one who is seeking. There is one who is seeking, and we can open the door to us, the Father. He seeks those who worship in spirit and in truth. What's going to be the atmosphere of our home? What's going to be the atmosphere of our life? Not limited to a specific geographical locality, because you are the temple and I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Number five, we shall receive mercy. We shall receive mercy. We're relating to somebody overseas at the moment who is not a citizen of that country. And it's amazing the lack of mercy that's being extended from the officials in that nation. Because he's not a citizen of that nation. He doesn't have any rights to receive the benefits that citizens of that nation are receiving. So at the moment, in that sense, he's not receiving mercy. But there is one who is not limited by government decree or government policy that transcends all those things, that can release mercy into that person's life right now. But here's another point in association, in relation to that. You and I are citizens with rights. We are in this world, but we're not of it. The world we are of is the kingdom of heaven. And you and I have rights. The right is that we can go directly to the throne, the highest authority in the kingdom, and seek mercy in time of need. So what's mercy? Mercy is what a person needs, even though they don't necessarily deserve it. Mercy is what they need right in that moment. It is the help they need at the time they need it. Bartimaeus, that blind guy who cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me," when Jesus was passing by. People tried to shut him up. He cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped, called him over. "What would you have me do for you? What do you want?" "I want to receive my sight." That was mercy. That was mercy. It wasn't just a kind feeling. It wasn't just a benevolent feeling. It was action that met his need. It was action that met his need. It was virtue that flowed out of Jesus that met his need. It was action that met his need. We come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy in times of need. We shall receive mercy, and we shall obtain mercy in time of need. If there was ever a time, it's now.
Amen.
I'm going to repeat Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16 again, just as we close this message. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Seeing then, maybe you're seeing something now that you didn't see before. Or maybe your heart has just come back into focus for you. So now you are seeing with fresh eyes. Seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace,
boldly,
that we may obtain mercy and find grace, or obtain grace in time of need. We're coming to where love is enthroned, and we're receiving the kiss of mercy, mercy's kiss. Isn't that beautiful? I just love that so much. I just thank you, Father, for everybody who's watching online or may watch in the future. I just thank you, Lord, for the power of your salvation. It's better than I ever thought. It's better than I first understood. It is so amazing. So, Father, right now, everybody under the sound of my voice right now, I invite you, wherever you're at in life, whether you once walked with him, but you haven't been of late, but now, of course, your heart may be turning back to him, or you've never, ever received Christ into your life, because maybe you've never heard the gospel. Maybe you just never felt a need to. But I tell you what, my friend, now is the time where you need the gospel. And here is the gospel, that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. It's so simple. It's so beautiful. There's another verse that says that the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that is all in Christ Jesus. Jesus said himself, nobody comes to the Father except by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. But here's the issue. Through Jesus, you can come directly to the Father who created you, who loves you, who is passionate to have you in his family. So passionate, he sent his son to die for you, so that instead of you dying because of your sin, because of your violation of God's holy law, Jesus died for you. So you could go free and become part of his family, never having to be troubled by the guilt of your sin or feeling like you'd be separated and punished because of sin. I want to tell you, my friends, you can come freely to God himself right now.
Amen.
So if you would like to pray with me, I'd love to lead you through in a prayer of salvation. If you mean this in your heart, God is going to do something very powerful in your home, in your car, wherever you're watching this right now, whether it's today or in the days ahead. There's no time limit on this. No time living on this. I invite you to pray with me. Stretch out your hands toward the screen and just pray with me. Father, I thank you for your kindness.
Thank you for your kindness.
I thank you that you love me so much.
Thank you that you love me so much.
That you sent your son for me.
That you sent your son for me.
You sent your son for my whole family.
You sent your son for my whole family.
I don't understand it all yet.
I don't understand it all yet.
But I open my heart today.
But I open my heart today.
And I confess to you.
And I confess to you.
That I've been a sinner.
That I've been a sinner.
That I need your forgiveness.
I need your forgiveness.
So Father, right now.
So Father, right now.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I receive that forgiveness.
And I receive that forgiveness.
And with my mouth.
And with my mouth.
I confess. That Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
And I believe in my heart.
And I believe in my heart.
That God raised Jesus from the dead.
That God raised Jesus from the dead.
Jesus, come into my life right now.
Jesus, come into my life right now.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be the one who saves me.
Be the one who saves
me. I receive. your eternal life now.
I receive your eternal life right now.
I am now your son.
I am now your
daughter. I am now your daughter. I am now your child.
I'm now your child.
And you are my father.
And you're my father.
Jesus, you're my Lord, my Jesus, Savior.
You're my Lord, my Savior.
Holy Spirit, come into my life.
Holy Spirit, come into my life.
Fill me afresh.
Fill me afresh.
Fill me with your grace and your power.
Fill me with your grace and your
I
power.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I now belong to you.
I belong to you.
In Jesus' beautiful name.
In Jesus' beautiful name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for praying that with me. The scriptures now declare you a new creation. You have access to the throne of God at any time. Pray, just speak to him normally. Tell him all your needs. Tell him all the things you need. Tell him how wonderful he is. Get a Bible. Find a Bible somewhere. Go online, you'll find Bibles. And just start reading the Bible. The book of John's a great place to start, but there's so many wonderful places to start anyway. So God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to pray now. Janet and I are going to pray now just for everybody who's watching. And we're just going to pray and release the power of God, the presence of God into your lives, into your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Wanting to join me, Doug?
Absolutely. Amen. Thank you.
If you get any words of knowledge or anything, feel free to deliver them. But you know, Father, I just want to thank you now for all the beautiful people, especially those who are part of Living Waters Christian Center and all our friends in New Zealand and beyond, and anybody who's listening today, and anybody who's listening and now just today become part of the family. Father, I release your beautiful presence and your power into every life. I release the spirit of wisdom and revelation over every life right now. Lord, that we would know, that the eyes of our understanding would be opened, that we would know you better, even more than we ever have before. That, Lord, that we would know the hope of our calling, that we would know the glory, the beauty of your inheritance that's in us as your saints. And Lord, that we would know, that we would experience the incomparably great power that is toward us because we believe. And Lord, I thank you right now that your power is toward every person that's listening right now. Your power, I release your power. I release your power right now into every home, into every life. Every life right now in Jesus' name. Cause any virus that might be attacking anybody to be completely annihilated in their system right now.
Yes.
I release the power of God. I release the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I release the power of the healing grace, of the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ into every body right now, every person, every cell that might be affected by a virus. In Jesus' name, I break its power off every life. Spirit of sickness and disease, every demon of sickness, I break your power off every life right now. And I release the health of the Lord Jesus Christ. I release Jehovah Rapha into your life right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your healing grace right now. Thank you, Father, right now. Just feel free to pray if you've got anything to pray down.
Father, I thank you, Lord God,
thank you, Father.
You say that we have access into your throne. Lord, that we have access, free access into your presence right now, Lord God, and that we have free access to your mercy. And your mercy is an action that meets our needs. So, Father, I thank you right now, even by faith, access into your presence.
Thank you, Father, for
your presence. And we thank for your mercy that you pour out towards us. And that it's not just fluff, Lord God, but it's actions that meet our needs. Father, I thank you for meeting the needs, the financial needs, Lord, of your children. Father, I thank you for meeting the healing needs of your children, Lord God. Father, I thank you for meeting the need for peace in these families right now, Lord God.
That's right.
That,
that's
Father, right. You have a peace that surpasses understanding. So, Father, right now, Lord, we just receive your peace into our homes, into our hearts, into our minds, into the lives of our children, Lord, even as our children gather around us, Lord. Lord, we lay hands on our children and we speak peace into them,
right,
Lord God.
Right.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that you draw us even deeper in these times into your presence, Lord. Lord, let us come in with praise. Lord, let us come in with worship.
Right.
Let us fill our
That's
homes
right.
with worship, with your presence, with the sense of your throne, Lord God,
right.
in our midst and in us, Lord. Father, I thank you, there's no social distancing in heaven. There's no
That's
social
right.
distancing between me and you. Thank you, Lord God. We can totally connect with you now. Oh, you're so precious. Holy Spirit, you're so wonderful. We love you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you for your faithfulness at this time, that you will never, never, never let us down. You'll never leave us alone. You're with us. You love us. Thank you, Lord. You're so wonderful.
Hallelujah.
You're so wonderful and so faithful.
Thank Hallelujah. You, Lord. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Well, we'll be bringing regular updates and little live stream clips on that thrilling as regularly as people can bear. And just to keep updating, keep just sharing the word with you, keep praying for you. We'll be doing that.
Yeah.
Now that we're getting the systems working. Thank you so much, Simone, for all your help. Thank you so much, Ruth, Rob, and everybody who's been involved in helping getting all the technology up and running. We trust it's worked well coming into your home today.
You
we just want to really bless you. We're here to serve you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
We're committed to leading you as servants and to believe in God's best for you.
Mm.
Amen. We're all in this together.
That's right.
And it's an amazing day to be alive. It very much is a new era.
Yeah.
And it very much is harvest time now. It is harvest time.
Yeah.
Share your testimony on Facebook.
Yeah.
Write up your testimony or speak your testimony into a little video recording and put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Express love to people, hope to people. This is the hour to be doing this. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.